FM WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The polls are closed in the Nevada primaries. This Democratic voter cast her ballot for President Biden.
There are so many issues right now that I am worrying about as a parent and looking at the future. The most important thing to me right now is that we not elect Trump. I would be very, very worried about the future of the world if that happens.
Nikki Haley is running in the Republican primary, which will not count toward the nomination, while former President Trump is the only major candidate in Thursday's GOP caucuses, which will. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel has reportedly spoken to Mr. Trump about resigning after the South Carolina primary. House Republicans will try again tomorrow to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Tonight's effort failed by just 2 votes. This is ABC News. A preliminary NTSB report on the Alaska Airlines flight where the door plug flew out at 16,000 feet in the air found 4 bolts were missing. Congress continues to press the FAA on the door plug problem.
Let me stress, the safety of the flying public is our mission.
FAA Administrator Michael Whitaker telling the House Transportation Committee his agency is deeply examining the incident on an Alaska Airlines flight when the door plug of a Boeing passenger jet blew off mid-flight.
Going forward, we will have more boots on the ground, closely scrutinizing and monitoring production and manufacturing activities.
Whitaker telling lawmakers he's confident in the FAA's ability to keep the flying public safe. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
An Australian computer scientist claims to be the mysterious creator behind Bitcoin. Craig Wright tells a London court that he used a pseudonym, Satoshi Nakamoto, to protect his privacy but not to remain anonymous. A judge will have the final word. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
You gotta keep them separated.
Jack, give me a call. We got to talk.
FM's got to change into our good sweatpants for a Zoom call.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside each other's mind,
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight with lows in the lower 30s and light south winds. Clouds in upper 40s for Wednesday as south to southeast winds start to turn breezy, and we'll see rain chances not far behind. Wednesday night into Thursday with highs then in the upper 40s. Currently 38 degrees.
This bunch of songs in a row was supposed to be narrated by Beyonce, but Jack FM doesn't have that kind of money. 103.1 Jack FM.
So mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Calls her mama, I'm sure all the honey now gets around. Calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and that gets around. Mama, I'm sure all the hand and that gets around.
out to the metaverse. 866-930-JACK.
Hornjack Lieben, Klaus and Globin.
White guy. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he thinks it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial.
Tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life. So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Save big money right now at Menards. Keep your devices powered with Energizer Max batteries. They deliver consistent performance and have lasting power. Max technology provides a 10-year shelf life. Energizer batteries are a great stocking stuffer or a companion gift to go with your battery-powered electronics. Pick up a 16-pack of AA or AAA batteries for just $9.99 each. Plus, a Menards gift card always makes a great gift idea. Prices good through December 3rd.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight with lows in the lower 30s and light south winds. clouds and upper 40s for Wednesday as south to southeast winds start to turn breezy, and we'll see rain chances not far behind. Wednesday night into Thursday with highs then in the upper 40s. Currently 38 degrees.
What an incredible voice, Jack.
103.1 Jack FM.
You should consider a career in telemarketing.
Try to tame me the way love. It's not that Jack FM enjoys playing what we want. It's that we have to.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Jack FM. Playing what we want because we're not qualified for anything else.